I was also at the White Rose trial in February 43 when Professor Kurt Huber and Alexander Schmorell were sentenced after the defeat at Stalingrad. Freisler, the president of the People's Court, was there at the Munich Palace of Justice. I remember to this day the repellent manner in which he conducted the trial. A physically handicapped woman was also being charged for having delivered White Rose leaflets. I don't recall her name. She said, "I had no idea what was in the package. I was simply asked to put it in the mailbox since I was going that way." Oddly enough, they believed her. She got 6 months for involuntarily assisting high treason. And 20 years later, this same lady comes into my office one day, quite by chance, in connection with a pension claim. "I was a trainee in the trial against you back then," I said. "Tell me, did you know what was in the envelopes?" "Of course I knew," she replied. "But my comrades covered for me and made Freisler believe I'd known nothing. Otherwise, she, too, would have been sentenced to death."